Trying to get former President Trump off the hook in Georgia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Lawyers for him and his co-defendants trying at a hearing now to get the election interference charges dropped. Steve Sadow claims the case criminalizes Trump free speech rights.
Statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith of protected speech.
Prosecutor Donald Wakeford countered the Trump team is trying to
take out the parts that are inconvenient and only say, well, it's all speech, it's all talking. And he was just a guy asking questions and not someone who was part of an overarching criminal conspiracy trying to overturn election results for an election he did not win.
Former President Trump is not there. He'll be in New York to attend the wake for a police officer shot and killed Monday, Jonathan Diller.
His campaign says he was moved by the invitation to join Diller's family and colleagues. On Truth Social, Trump offered his heartfelt prayers and said the suspect should never have been let back out on the streets.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Massapequa, New York.
The two suspects arrested in Diller's murder have dozens of prior arrests and yet were out free on the streets.
President Biden will be in New York City for what his campaign says is a record $25 million fundraiser, with ex-presidents Clinton and Obama joining him. In federal court in New York City, it's sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted of fraud in the cryptocurrency exchange collapse.
One of the biggest frauds in financial history. Remember, Sam Bankman-Fried stole over $10 billion. The prosecution is looking for 40 to 50 years. The defense, just 5 to 6.5. They're arguing there was no harm done to victims because the bankruptcy process expects to return all that money.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. At the UN, days after a resolution passed calling for a ceasefire in Israel's war against Hamas, Russia has vetoed a different resolution to North Korea's benefit, effectively blocking the monitoring of UN sanctions against North Korea's nuclear weapons program. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, former President Trump deals with another criminal case at another hearing today. A new Fox News poll gives him a 5-point lead over President Biden.
The economy, 61% of voters say, is extremely important to end this campaign. Only 26% of respondents say it's in excellent or good shape. Asked if they are better off than they were 4 years ago, more than half, 52%, say no. Another controversial issue is abortion. Around the country, 59% of voters say the procedure should be legal. They also feel more strongly, to the tune of 65%, that there should be a law to legalize abortion. On the other side, if a ban is enacted, most favor 24 weeks as a limit. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A funeral is set for tomorrow in Connecticut for a senator who was almost vice president. Joe Lieberman died yesterday. He was Al Gore's running mate in 2000, then 4 years later ran for president.
I will work my heart out to make sure that our values, democratic values, are restored to our government again. That will be my singular purpose.
Well, a few years later, Lieberman left the Democratic Party and was an independent in the Senate until 2013. Then he became active in the No Labels Third Party movement. Lieberman was 82 and died of complications from a fall. As the Senate keeps considering a bill that could ban TikTok, the social media app is spending $2 million on advertising touting its benefits.
The House passed the bill with bipartisan support over growing concerns about TikTok's ties to the Chinese Communist Party. But TikTok isn't the only one.
China is using TikTok to sway American politics and opinion.
The national security group State Armor Action is running ads like this one criticizing TikTok. It isn't clear when the Senate could vote on the bill. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street on the last trading day of the month in the quarter, the Dow's down 22, the Nasdaq's up 1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.